Got it. Thank you.
Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock on Thursday, August 23rd, 2017. This meeting is being held in the Commission Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Excuse me, Commissioner, it's the 24th.
Did I say the 25th?
You said 23rd.
Thank you. For the correction, this is August 24th. Participating this morning are myself, John L. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rothwell, Commissioner, and Barry Conover, Executive Director. First item on the agenda is a public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. Anyone wish to be heard? Seeing none, I'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is a motion to approve our minutes of July 27th, 2017. I recognize Commissioner Pirro.
I move to approve the Commission meeting minutes of July 27th, 2017.
Thank you. Motion's in order. To the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule the motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda, publication revisions. We have three publications for revision consideration today, Publication 14, Publication 51, and Publication 57. And I'll turn to Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. Publication 14 provides updates to reflect the requirement of quarterly electronic filing of employer withholding returns under 2017 Senate Bill 249. Publication 51 is actually discontinued because the list of approved manufacturers and brands for tobacco manufacturers can be more effectively and regularly updated just on the Tax Commission's website, and the information can now be found at tax.utah.gov/tobacco. And the final one is Publication 57, and that is instructions for military personnel. The publication updates examples to reflect the 2017 increases in the federal standard deduction and base phase-out amount of the Utah taxpayer tax credit.
Thank you, Commissioner. Does anyone wish to give comment on these three publications? I see none. While we're still on the last one, we had a very interesting discussion yesterday in the combined House and Senate Revenue and Tax meeting on the issue of military personnel. And committee took up a bill that looks like it's going to codify our existing practice in regards to this particular matter. They did, however, give us a significant examination on codifying existing practice. So we may lose that term in the future when it comes to dealing with the legislature. Next is the Executive Director's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have anything really to report this at this time, but I can answer any questions if the Commission have any questions to be asked.
Any questions of our Executive Director? I see none. Next is to Commissioners' Reports. Any of the Commissioners wish to give a report?
Just congratulate you on your ascension to the chairmanship of the Multi-State Tax Commission.
Thank you, Commissioner Craig.
And wish you well.
Oh, thank you. I've already had some interesting discussions with people who somehow or another think that the chairman of the Multi-State Tax Commission has more power than he appears to have.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that acknowledgement. With that, is there any other business to be brought before the commission? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Move that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Cragen is in order. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? We will pass unanimously. We're adjourned.
This is the quickest one we've ever had.